following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Area like cash back or low APR, so you can find which dealership has your perfect car and the best deal before ever leaving the house. Autotrader.com, the ultimate new car marketplace.
Did you know ADT has the most experience of any home security provider? And now you can get an ADT monitored system worth $850 for free. Just pay a $99 installation charge and monthly monitoring for less than $2 a day. Call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer now. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville, 483 FLEC13003427, EC13003401. 36-month monitoring contract required. General terms and conditions apply. Visit protectyourhome.com/terms. Call now 1-888-721-9494.
Golfsmith and TaylorMade want to help you give Dad the best Father's Day ever with great deals on the hottest gear in golf. Give the game-changing TaylorMade R1 driver now just $299.98 after a $100 instant savings. Save $100 instantly on any 8-piece...
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all-sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you back with us on this Monday. Doug Duda, Jim Langan, and we will be joined by Lee Barfneck of the Omaha World Herald to talk College World Series. And it was a big weekend for the Husker football team, picking up quite a few recruits and commits. We'll talk with Sean Callahan coming up in a little bit about that as well, coming off Big Red weekend. And I hope you enjoyed the U.S. Senior Open Golf, which took our spot on Friday. And we've got a lot more coming up with College World Series action this afternoon. Two more games scheduled for today. And Jimmy, wow, a rarity. All four underdogs won in the first round of the College World Series. So even though we knew it was balanced and all these number one seeds were coming in, they technically were all four upsets this weekend.
Yeah, that's kind of amazing that that would happen. You know, in baseball, on any given day, they say whoever's on top of the hill can do something. And that's, boy, it really proved it there. That North Carolina State's winning 8-1 surprised me. All the other games, I guess I wasn't dumbfounded. That was the only one that I looked at and I thought, wow, that was something else.
Yeah, considering that North Carolina had beaten this Carlos Rodon, who was an outstanding pitcher, no doubt about it. But as Mike Fox said yesterday, you just kind of got to tip your cap to him. We've been able to just hang in long enough to beat him, or at least get him out of the game and then beat their bullpen. But not yesterday, a big third inning for NC State. And UCLA won their game like they've been doing. They can't score any runs, but when the other team scores one less, LSU just couldn't get it to go their way. And so you're going to have North Carolina and LSU playing an elimination game tomorrow, and then it's Oregon State and Louisville today. And I don't know if you saw the end of the game, because I know you were getting ready for the Danger game on Saturday night, but that Oregon State-Mississippi State game, the kid, it just crushes the ball with two outs in the ninth, and he flips the bat like home run. I've just won the game. Catches it on the warning track. At Rosenblatt, any other time, that baby's gone and Oregon State wins.
You know, that ball, it just doesn't travel there. I mean, I don't know why that is. I mean, somebody's probably been able to figure out the physics of that. But, you know, in most major league ballparks, that probably would be gone. Wouldn't you say?
Sports science needs to figure it out.
Okay.
How dumb are the dumb bats? Are they that dumbed down? It is kind of depressing is not the word, but the kid crushed the ball and it didn't leave the yard, okay? And it's not like he's weak and it's not like he didn't make good contact. But if you can crush a ball like that and it doesn't leave the yard, then I do have some concern that you have taken some offense, you have taken part of the game away, that you've dumbed the bats down maybe a little too much. Why put a fence up then?
Right. You know, I don't know the year. Of course, I'm always on this show, and I never know the year. That really hurts. But there was a
lot of them to choose from.
Yeah, there are now. Hey, but there was a score. There was a game one time. I think the final score was like 22-14 in the College World Series.
Yeah.
And that was – they changed the bats.
Yep.
Remember that?
Yep.
And, you know, that bat was just a hot bat. I mean, and even – there were 15- and 16-year-old kids in Nebraska hitting balls out of baseball parks, you know, because of that bat. Now, all of a sudden, now that doesn't happen very often. I mean, you get a home run now at that level if somebody's hit one pretty good.
Yeah, that was what was referred to as Gorilla Ball. I'm pretty sure Arizona State was in that game, and I don't remember if it was Oklahoma or
UCLA,
or LSU,
maybe,
or,
but I
yes,
think you're right.
USC, somebody like that. But, yeah, there were a few games. And then you look at that game last night, and that 2-1 game still took nearly 3.5 hours to play in a game that only had 10 hits.
Yeah, that's amazing,
isn't
it?
I mean, that was one thing. They wanted to speed the games up a little bit, which is very understandable. You can't continue to have 18-13 and 21-14 type of baseball games. But
how about the safety factor, too, of that ball popping off that bat so quick? That pitcher had hardly any time to recover. I mean, and you'd look in Major League Baseball, and that's a wooden bat, you know, what happened this weekend, too.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about that. For as many games and as many pitches and for as rare as that happens, and it's horrific, and it happened again in the Royals-Tampa Bay game this weekend, and everybody has seen that where it just comes right back up the box, and the pitcher from Tampa, Cobb, I believe it was, couldn't get his glove up in time, and it takes him off the noggin. And there's nothing good about that. But unfortunately, it's part of the game, and unless you're just going to totally change the game, and the pitchers don't want to wear helmets.
No, I think you're dead right. The problem was, Doug, I mean, on the safety rules, do you remember when they were getting – I mean, I'm even talking about younger kids. They moved the pitching mound up because they couldn't throw strikes. You know what I mean? You know, so they're 45 feet away in Little League or 50 feet away in some of these others. But I think the wooden bat was the way to go in the major leagues. And could you imagine them? I mean, if they hit enough home runs the way it is, there's some strong men playing that game, that if they had some type of an aluminum shaft fitting that ball right back to the pitcher at that many feet, it'd be a little dangerous.
Well, it has been close, and I guess Indiana gets a win. That's really neat from the Big Ten perspective. So they'll play Mississippi State tonight in the winner's bracket game. All the games right here on ESPN Radio. They're also on ESPN Television. Did you see how big the first baseman from Mississippi State is? Folks, if you have not, take a moment, DVR it, whatever you got to do so that you don't have to sit there. Just the kid that's playing first, and I think they said he was 6'5", 275 at the beginning of the year. He was one of the top five offensive line recruits in the country, and rivals had him as like a 4-star. They wanted him for football, and this kid elected to play baseball. He is a mountain of a man standing over there at first base.
I'm going to have to see this. I was busy this week with other baseball and things like that, but I'll tell you what, I want to see that.
He's just solid. He looks like a football player.
When he comes up to bat, does he do a lot of sacrifice bunting?
He's slow. he's a little slow. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the number for our program today in the Bruce Furniture Fan Line. Going to give you the poll question here in just a moment. You can also email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Had a couple of questions that went up over the weekend. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question, who will win the College World Series? 41% took LSU, and then 35% took the field. We had the three national seeds, North Carolina, Oregon State, and LSU, or you could take the other five teams. So LSU, who I took, and the field, that was your vote. What kind of NBA coach will Jason Kidd be? 79% of you said average, 14% said a bust, only 7% said good. Your poll question today, who is the NBA Finals MVP so far? LeBron James, Tony Parker, Dwayne Wade, Danny Green. Everybody's talking about Danny Green because he's making three-pointers. Okay, fine, he's breaking the record. Is he doing anything else? No, it's not Danny Green. And the winner of the series gets to be the MVP. So right now, it's Tony Parker. Right now, it's Tony Parker. The Spurs are up 3-2. Midtown Mark Cooler question. You can vote on that anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com. Jimmy, you surprised at all? San Antonio's going back to Miami with a 3-2 lead.
That's about what I thought it'd be, I guess, didn't you? I mean, or it was either going to be somebody was going to have a 3-2 lead, I thought.
Well, yeah, if we're going to game six, it's 3-2.
You bet. And if Miami is ahead 3-2, it looks like the Heat would win. This way, now we're all interested in it, and it's probably a 50-50 deal.
Spurs shot lights out last night. If they if you can find a way to shoot that well on the road, you can get that win. Each team has won one game on the road. I thought at the beginning of the series that they would split in Miami and that Miami would get 2 out of 3 in San Antonio, and they'd be up 3-2 going back. And last night, again, it's amazing the runs you're seeing offensively. This was a one-point game. The Spurs scored 10 points in a minute and 40 seconds to go from a one-point lead to an 11-point lead. They push it out to 20. Then all of a sudden, here come the Spurs in the fourth quarter when the game's over. They got no chance. All of a sudden, they cut it to 8, and they wave off a made three-pointer on an illegal screen, which probably was on LeBron James. But they also missed a couple last night, and I guess they miss a couple every time. Seems like they were trying to call it a little bit tighter on these screens last night, and they just missed on a couple of whiffs. But always bring that up. Always, I know that that's exciting to bring up to you, being an official for as long as you have been. But I will say this. The Mississippi State-Oregon State home plate umpire shouldn't get another game behind the plate. And I've got the video evidence to show it. He was Eric Gregg. For people that are our age, go back to the Miami, whatever it was, the Florida Marlins, I think, at the time, playing the Atlanta Braves. And he's calling pitches that are outside the opposite batter's box. It's an infamous game with Hernandez back in the day pitched. But it looked – I've always had that little gripe here when the Japanese Little Leaguers, when it's an 0-2 count at the Little League World Series, the catcher will just set up in the outside batter's box. He's not even behind the plate. And they throw it to him, and then he just holds it there like, okay, he threw it exactly where we wanted home plate up. It should be a strike. No, it shouldn't. And – the home plate umpire in the Oregon State-Mississippi State game got caught up into that, and that was too bad.
Was he calling strikes on that?
Oh, my God. And it made the kids then swing at non-strikes late in the ball game of a one-run game. And I felt bad, and it was both ways, but I felt bad. I mean, Jimmy, he wasn't just calling it like maybe on the black. You can have everything that's in this wallet, whether that's $12 or $32. If you don't agree with me,
no, I'll tell you what I've kind of, when I'm behind home plate, I over the years, and especially in doing NCAA baseball, you kind of learn that catcher will go out there and they'll want to waste that 0-2 pitch, and a lot of times the dugout will have a message. They scream out, tell it that batter know, hey, wait, you know, and they, I mean, it's not, hey, he's outside. They just, it's just one word, you know, diamond, and that means he's out so far that, hey, they're wasting a pitch. Or sometimes they'll throw it real high up by the head, you know, they're not trying to hit him. Don't get me wrong, it's just a high pitch. Yeah, try to get him, and you can't call the. What's hard though, Doug, is when you're behind home plate and you're out there 12 inches outside and the pitcher's supposed to aim there. And as an umpire, I need some protection. You know, I'm going to get behind that catcher because he's the only thing I've got for protection. And all of a sudden, he throws one way inside where the catcher has to reach with his left hand, and actually it's probably a strike. And I can't guess that because I'm still back there behind him, you know. And I think, well, it could have been, might have been, but, you know, that's not where you were going. I think we got one ball and two strikes.
I don't understand where it ever registers in the mind that that's okay. You know, where the umpire, all of a sudden, he's doing a good job, then all of a sudden he just loses his mind and starts calling pitches a foot outside and consistently starts to do that. He wasn't doing it at the beginning of the game. But anyway.
You know, the hardest pitch to call is a left-hander who's got a pretty good off-speed pitch or a curveball, and it goes into a right-handed batter, and the catcher ends up catching it almost to the feet of the batter. And I know they want that pitch. It's hard to call that a strike. But, you know, there's sometimes it probably is.
Oh, you get yelled at either way. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's where it crosses the zone. Well,
yeah.
Especially at the younger kids level,
There's
not a whole lot of velocity on some of those. They're the glig. I mean, and they're just, they barely got there. And that's why I don't like the K-zone on
television. The K-zone's probably not extremely fair. It's not extremely fair, no.
And they're going to yell at you either way. If you call that and then they say, then it's where the, oh, look where he caught it. Well, if it was reversed, they wouldn't say that at all. You know, look where, well, you know, yeah. Sorry. 888-455-ESPN. We've got a lot to talk about here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to talk a little Husker football recruiting out of the Big Red Weekend with Sean Callahan coming up next. And don't forget, Monday's your lunch special at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Is their great steak sandwich with choice of side item for only $6.99. Specials every single day, 7 days a week. And today, it is the steak sandwich. And on Monday nights at the Kearney location, it is their weekly bull fry and fry special, only $5.99, so you can sit back, watch the College World Series, watch the Stanley Cup Finals tonight, watch Major League Baseball, enjoy your favorite beverage, have a great meal, and of course, if you want a little late lunch today, you can do that as well and watch the College World Series. It is the Chicken Coop, open 7 days a week, Kearney and Grand Island. Sean Callahan, when we come back.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Make your phone smart enough to put you in the seats of Royal Stadium. Use it to text Royals 945 to 90210, because every week we'll award a pair of Royals tickets to one of our Royals 945 entrants. Enter anytime. The giveaways continue all season while ticket supplies last. Text Royals 945 to 90210 and follow the Royals exclusively in Central Nebraska on Platte River Radio's Breeze 94.5 FM.
Mostly sunny skies today with some showers and thunderstorms possible into the afternoon. A high temperature in the low 80s. Northeast winds 5 to 10. Tonight, showers and storms early on, then mostly cloudy as we head to a low of 60. Right now, 72.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Oh, bummed out that Phil Mickelson couldn't finish it at the U.S. Open yesterday. I don't know how anybody can finish as a runner-up six times, but he missed putts. He couldn't make putts, and that's why he did not win yesterday. That's why he didn't have a good enough round yesterday. He made one clutch par-saving putt on the back nine, but that putt on 16, he makes it 8 out of 10 times, and he missed it yesterday. And then he makes us all feel human on the shortest hole on the course, a simple par three, where the pros, they're trying to dial it in for a kick-in birdie. The amateurs are trying to put it on the green and get their par. And if Phil puts it in the middle of the green, we've got an 18-hole playoff today on a 123-yard par three that he played two over par during the week. Two pars, two bogeys on a hundred on a hole that ranged from 98 yards one day to, I think, the longest it played was 133. And a couple of instances out there, just a putt here, a lip out there, and Phil played well. But Justin Rose is your champion, and I think you can feel okay about that.
Yeah, he won by two strokes. You know, I'll tell you what, when you win by two strokes, and I know what you're talking about. I think Phil had one eagle, you know, during that thing. So when you look at golf and somebody wins by two, it's so hard to go back on one shot here, one shot there. And I think Rose, didn't he have on 18? Didn't he almost hold out? Wasn't he
just
one
about,
inch short?
Yeah,
you know
just
what I mean?
About
and then
birdied
he,
it.
So he almost won by three strokes if you look at that too. So
nobody birdied 18 Saturday or Sunday, which was a phenomenal stat. You'd think out of all those players, somebody would have slopped one in or chipped one in or something like that. But always fun to watch, and hope everybody enjoyed the coverage here on ESPN Radio. Well, because we did not have a show on Friday, we did want to talk Husker recruiting, and it works out a little bit better that we're doing it today anyway. Our T&L Husker recruiting update brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Monday, and Sean Callahan from Husker Online is joining us on this Monday. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Great to have you on the program. How's it going?
Oh, not bad. It was a busy weekend. I mean, it started on Friday, and it went all the way to the wee hours on Saturday night with a lot of action for the recruiting world for Nebraska.
Did you get to do anything besides a Big Red weekend this weekend? There's a lot going on.
You know, I played in a Bellevue West football golf scramble Friday, and then that's when the Zach Darlington news broke. But luckily, there's more people that work with me than just myself, so we were on top of that. And then Saturday morning, the Mick Stoltenberg stuff came. The Trey Mosley one happened, late Friday night. And then obviously, Pearson L., the receiver from Virginia, committed during Big Red Weekend. And the surprise of it all was DJ Foster from Lincoln Southeast. I think he's a guy that most expected to commit to Nebraska, but I can tell you that Nebraska was not ready for him to be a commit yesterday.
Well, let's talk a little bit about why the windfall this weekend. Kids don't have to make a commitment on Big Red Weekend, but why so many this particular weekend?
You know, I think it's just getting all those guys together. It creates a culture and an environment. And you start to see one or two guys on and more guys, and they put you in the locker room, and they have jerseys and Heismans and Outland trophies in the locker room for the guys to tweet and take pictures with. And, I think it can get pretty contagious. And guys that keep their cards pretty close to the vest all of a sudden start to show their cards more when all that stuff is out there and guys are throwing on jerseys and talking about playing together. And, it's really a genius idea to get that many guys together and spend that much time with them. The challenging thing is Nebraska can't pay for any of it. Even the meal that they eat there at the Big Red Weekend, the players have to pay for that out of their own pocket because it's an unofficial visit.
Do you also think the relationship they have with the coaches at that time, and they're getting along so well with the coaches, that has anything to do with it too, why they commit right then and there?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, the assistant coaches and recruiting ultimately are some of the biggest key guys in the process. I mean, they have to be on top of things and build that relationship, because Bo Pelini, his contact is limited. He can't go out on the road in the spring. He obviously is only allowed, they're only allowed one phone call per prospect all spring. So it's the assistant coaches that are constantly on Facebook, that are constantly taking the recruits' calls, because they can call, the kids can call the coaches all they want. The coaches just can't call them. So a lot of that, the coaches, the assistants, kind of built things up, and then getting them here on campus allows them to really build that relationship even more.
We're talking with Sean Callahan here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Let's just get your thoughts on most of these kids. Their name has been on the radar, but let's start with Zach. He wasn't in Lincoln, and you'll have to fill me in more about what he's been doing, because I think a lot of fans didn't know what this young man had been doing, and this is the guy the Huskers wanted.
Yeah, Zach Darlington, is a quarterback that, first of all, Nebraska won a head-to-head battle with Ohio State. We have him as the highest-rated three-star quarterback, so he's a borderline four-star guy. One more guy up, and he's a four-star. So, I think people say, oh, he's just a three-star. Well, he's the highest-rated one, and Ohio State and Urban Meyer had him as their top guy right now with Nebraska, and Nebraska won the battle head-to-head. Zach Darlington was in Lincoln about a week ago for his unofficial visit during the NU quarterback camp. Got me there. Crouch on the visit. Has been a part of a state championship team in Florida at the 8A level, which is the highest level. His dad is the coach. They run a lot of what Nebraska runs on offense. I just think he's a pretty good fit for what Nebraska wants to do. And he was actually at the Capital One Bowl practices in Orlando the last 2 years. I can still remember seeing him at practice last December when I was in Orlando. But off the field, he's a very strong, Christian-valued kid. Was in, I believe it was a Costa Rica or somewhere, doing a mission trip. After he left Nebraska, he flew right down there and did his mission trip in somewhere in the Caribbean there. And he came back home, and that's when he made his decision to commit to Nebraska.
You know, I would imagine Ron Brown would have had a little bit to do with the recruitment too here. What's your feeling on that?
Oh, yeah. I think Coach Brown, I know, has probably met him on campus and stuff. Tim Beck was kind of always the lead guy. Tim Beck has always handled the quarterbacks, but, when you bring him on campus and then he gets to meet a guy like Ron Brown, That obviously goes a long way, too. But ultimately, Tim Beck was really the main guy that developed that relationship with him and the dad. And even when they didn't have any scholarship offers, Tim Beck made them feel very important. Because that happens a lot. A kid will come on your campus or you'll meet him somewhere, and he doesn't have any offers yet. And, you know, you don't maybe give that guy VIP treatment. Then all of a sudden he gets 6, 7, 8, 10 offers, and all of a sudden you're giving him VIP treatment. I think the difference maker was Tim Beck and the relationship with the dad and Zach. He gave them the same love before he really blew up, and you know, and was always kind of there showing interest in him early on in the process.
Talking with Sean Callahan, a Husker Online, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What about this Pearson L out of Washington, D.C.? I think that was the name to me. I've heard of all the other guys and knew something about all the other guys. I'll admit, I didn't know much about this guy.
Yeah, DeMornay Pearson L is a slot receiver out of the D.C. area, and Rich Fisher and John Papuch just kind of led the charge on him. And, you know, Rich Fisher is going to sign at least three. He even might even take four receivers this year. Just to kind of build for the future as they kind of prepare for Quincy and Kenny and Jamal to graduate here, because those guys are seniors and juniors now on the roster going forward. But DeMornay Pearson L is somebody that is the perfect slot guy. He's a speedster. He's a playmaker. He returns kicks and punts. And, you know, it's a guy that I know has been very high on the radar for both Tim Beck and Rich Fisher, who have been recruiting this guy very heavily all throughout the spring evaluation.
Hey, do you think, I mean, just looking at this, this may be, since Pelini's been there, this could be, this month might be the best he's recruited in 6 years. What's your feeling on that?
Yeah, it's really hard to say. I mean, just the pure volume of guys they've gotten, though, 7 commits since June 7th. Their backs were, I don't want to say their backs were against the wall, but they kind of were at points. Because if they didn't close the deal and get some commits at the Big Red weekend, they would have been in an awfully tough spot going into the season with 3, 4, 5 commits. You know, I've said it on many shows that I go on around the state that Nebraska needed to be at around, you know, 9 to 10, 11 guys going into the season. And they're at 9 now. There's another guy that's probably a silent commit in there. They're probably at 10 when you count him. And I think there's probably another guy or two that are very close to committing, where they could easily be at 12 commits going into fall camp. Then all you need to do at that point is maintain and keep those guys and then go out and find the other 8 or 9 guys you need during the season in December.
Sean, we also had a commit from a kid named Tanner Farmer out of Illinois before Big Red weekend. What can you tell us about him?
Love, love, love this guy. I mean, he is a stud. Bench presses 430 pounds, squats 650, has a 30-inch vertical. He's a state champ heavyweight wrestler. He's just meaner than mean. I mean, this guy is a throwback guy that just wants to get after it, get in your face, knock you on the ground. Doesn't really care about recruiting rankings and where he's ranked at. You know, even though he went down to our camp that we ran in St. Louis, and, you know, was an unknown guy. And he went in there and won the MVP of the offensive line. He beat out DJ Foster and several other top guys for that award. And he was putting guys on their back, knocking them back, and he's somebody I think that could be a really good offensive guard for Nebraska in the future.
What's next now, Sean? A lot of the things that we've been talking about for the last month have come and gone with some of these cams from what the Nebraska kids are doing and what they're doing in Nebraska. Are we in a quiet down period? I know there's a couple of more national things to go, but how will that affect anybody concerned with Nebraska?
I'll give you three names to watch here. I think Peyton Newell out of Hiawatha, Kansas, there's a very good chance that I think Nebraska is his leader right now. He's got 34 offers from teams like USC, South Carolina, you know, and other SEC-type programs. He's going to announce, though, on August 30th. So he's not going to make his announcement till then, but I still think Nebraska is in great shape with him. T.V. Williams, a receiver out of McKinney, Texas. He's another guy, a slot receiver, that has several offers. He was high on Kentucky, came to Lincoln, loved his time here. I think Nebraska's in a great spot with T.V. Williams, who will make his announcement this month. And then there's a tight end out of the Kansas City area at Grandview. First name is Freedom. He's got a ton of family connections. I'm not even trying to pronounce his last name.
Come on, that was what I was waiting for. I needed your pronunciation, man.
he's an African descent, I believe Nigerian. But, you know, Freedom is a guy that I think favors Nebraska heavily right now. He's a big, long, athletic tight end that has Iowa, Illinois, Kansas State, I believe Missouri, several of the regional BCS offers. And I think he would be a guy that could commit. Those would be the three names today, I would say. You have to feel good about where Nebraska sits. Then obviously Monte Harrison, the four-star receiver out of Kansas City. He's maybe one of the better baseball players in the country as well. I think they are the leader at him going into the summer here.
Sean Callahan with all the recruiting news after a huge weekend for the Huskers. And, of course, how was that last Father's Day without officially being a father?
It's getting close. Had a good weekend and went to the pool a couple days out here in Lincoln, and we are about 6 weeks away, so the days are getting closer.
Hey, Sean, thanks a lot for your input on that. One thing, a question I have for you, the decommits now that we're going into June, there's going to be quite a few more decommits than there were in the past. I mean, I think this is a whole new ballgame of recruiting, and everybody's going to have to get used to this. Is that correct or not?
Yeah, you know, because what you have are guys that are committing without being able to take official visits. You cannot take an official visit until September 1st. So a lot of these guys are making their announcements and decisions before the visits even start. And, you know, these coaches make $300,000-$400,000 more, you know, as assistants for a reason. They're good at convincing these kids to take visits. So you're probably going to see a guy or two on this list take a trip just because it happens every year. I think the one that's going to be a battle is Jason Hall, the defensive back commit that when he committed in Nebraska, Husker fans are panicking that, oh, man, this guy has no offers, he's not ranked, and we're taking him. Well, now he has an Oklahoma and a Texas offer. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see where a guy that Husker fans were thinking was a reach because he had no offers now has Texas and Oklahoma. So give the coaches a lot of credit here. They know what they're doing. And they went out and found a guy that Texas and Oklahoma and Dallas didn't even know about, and now they've offered him, and they're going to try to take him away from Nebraska.
The crazy world of recruiting. He's always on top of it. Sean Callahan from Husker Online. Sean, enjoy the week and maybe a little College World Series.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Take care, buddy. Sean Callahan of Husker Online. You can check him out at huskeronline.com for the most comprehensive coverage of what's going on, not only with Big Red football, but baseball, basketball, and so much more. Our TNL Husker Recruiting Update brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems. Choosing the right recruit for Nebraska can be a difficult decision, but choosing your pivot system? Well, with TNL, the choice is simple. The TNL system provides a safe, hassle-free, and reliable hydrostatically powered pivot for continuous movement and even water distribution. Find out how easy the choice is by contacting your nearest TNL dealer or by going online at TLIRR.com. TNL Irrigation Systems are proven technology that work and is easier on you for a lifetime. Lee Barfneck, Omaha World Herald, talk a little College World Series when we come back.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Hey, Greeny. Hey, Garlic. Hey, man, what's wrong? You seem a little down.
Well, the long, dreary winter really got to me. Made me do some things I'm not necessarily so proud of.
Oh, boy. What happened?
Well, at one point, I didn't get out of my sweatpants for nearly 4 days.
Well, you know, that can happen.
I wore them to a wedding and 2 business meetings.
Oh.
Yeah, looks like you can relate to that one. I also wrote some really sappy acoustic songs about the sadness of winter. Would you like to hear them?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm good. And yeah, I would definitely not be proud of that. But hey, now that it's nice out, why don't you do something you can be proud of?
Like what?
Like grilling me up some Johnsonville brats. I know you'll cook them up just right, and you'll be proud to serve them to me and the crew.
Thanks, Golic. I'm going to do that.
No problem, buddy. I always like making people feel proud right before lunchtime. Johnsonville brats, served with pride since 1940.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mostly sunny skies today with some showers and thunderstorms possible into the afternoon. A high temperature in the low 80s. Northeast winds 5 to 10. Tonight, showers and storms early on, then mostly cloudy as we head to a low of 60. Right now, 72.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
'Cause here we come.
To the College World Series in the books. Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio. Doug Duda and Jim Langan with you on this Monday. We've got continuing coverage of the CWS this afternoon with our pregame at 1:40 and first pitch just after 2 o'clock between Oregon State and Louisville. Then tonight, Indiana will take on Mississippi State. And we're pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show once again from the Omaha World Herald, Lee Barfneck. Lee, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Doug. How are you?
Well, great. Great to catch up with you. And, hey, Jimmy and I were just talking, and this was just one of the topics we were talking about. We were rehashing the Oregon State-Mississippi State game, which would have been kind of an iconic moment when the Oregon State kid flips the bat because he thinks he hits a home run, except it doesn't leave the yard. Have they been dumbed down too far?
You know, that came up the day before the series started. We had kind of a state of the game press conference with some of the officials and a few of the coaches. And there were three or four of the coaches who said, yeah, that they did go too far, that the pendulum swung too far the other way. I'll never forget the 1998 championship game where it was 21-14, and there were, guys who were the 8 and 9 guys in the order were hitting home runs, and clearly the bats needed to change. But I do think they've gone a little bit too far, plus with TD Ameritrade Park, the size of it, and mostly the way it's configured, because the south wind is now the wind that blows in as opposed to the wind that used to blow out at the stadium. It really makes it tough to get much offense generated. So, I do think they maybe went a little bit too far, but, the crowds are still there, the popularity of the game. ESPN's covered more games than ever. So I think the way the coaches put it is we don't need an overhaul, we just need a tweak. So that might be something to look at.
Yeah, Lee, Jim Langan here. Hey, I agree with you. We mentioned that about that game you talked about, too, earlier in the show. I called it 22-14, so I evidently thought they went for the two-point conversion. But, I remember when LSU won a game, a guy hit a walk-off. It was at Rosenblatt. It was right down the right field line.
And it was just
a line drive home run. But since it was down the line, those balls carry and we'll get out of here. But those things, they're a thing of the past right now, especially in that new stadium. Is that true?
That is true. It takes a mighty poke to get it out of there. Now, the other option that some of the coaches talk about was using a different baseball, using the ball that the minor leagues uses. It's wound a little bit tighter, and the seams are a little bit higher. And I don't know if that'll get any traction or not, too. But there are some people that are already looking at ways to kind of maybe, you know, they went from going from having it, you know, just wildly crazy, you know, hit the ball anywhere to now it doesn't go anywhere at all. So I think they might have to juice it up a little bit.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, when I was a kid playing baseball, I never could hit a home run, so I always had my sister throw me Titleist, you know, and I could hit those out.
Lee Barfnett.
There's a bit of chance to get a Titleist out of the park, yeah.
Well, one team that hasn't worried about hitting anything out of any park, it seems like, is UCLA, and we joked with John Savage last week, the first team to ever make it to the College World Series using wiffle ball bats. How are they doing this, Lee?
You know, they've really dialed into the way they want to play. It's not real pretty baseball, but boy, it's effective the way they pitch and the way they play defense and the way they scratch out runs. And you know, I'm not so sure that the National Championship of Baseball wasn't played last week at the Super Regional when they went to Fullerton and won. I think Fullerton might be the best team in the country. And you know, UCLA beat them 2 games in a row, and now they're coming out here, and they showed last night. You know, LSU, a lot of people are picking them to win this tournament, and UCLA showed what they could do to them last night. So it's really effective baseball. I mean, those guys, their pitchers just pound and pound and pound the strike zone, you know, force the other team to be ready to play, be ready to swing the bat, and then they scoop up everything that's hit to them. So. That's a pretty good winning formula for baseball right now.
You know, Lee, because of the upsets that happen, I did think maybe we'll see more games this year because, you know, they have those if-necessary games, if needed, and it could be that some of these teams now, with maybe a little deeper staff, are in the loser's bracket and may be able to come back and force another game, and these people that are winning may save the pitcher, you know, for that last game if it gets to that.
Yeah, I think that's true. The loser's bracket games are probably what a lot of the people thought were going to be the winner's bracket games. So,
yeah.
Oregon State, I think, was a real dark horse pick from people to win the tournament. North Carolina's the overall number one seed and been the number one team most of the season, and they've got a lot of experience, and they're going to have to come back from the loser's bracket. So, yeah, I think it's going to be, it's going to be all hands on deck, and this could be one of the wilder tournaments we've seen.
Lee, what is the most surprising thing you saw this weekend? We put it out there on the table that all the four underdogs won, but were you more surprised by what North Carolina State did yesterday on the mound? Were you more surprised that Indiana actually won a game once they got here? What stood out to you?
You know, I think Indiana and North Carolina State were probably the surprises from this standpoint. From having covered this thing for a long, long time, it seems like the teams that have never been here or haven't been here for a long, long time, like North Carolina State hadn't been here for 45 years. It just seems like those teams come here and the atmosphere, the way they're treated, you know, signing autographs and being treated like kings, it just really gets to those schools. It's like it takes a whole game for them to get their feet on the ground. But I think what really made a difference for those two schools was they were both playing a team they were very familiar with. So I don't think they had the normal College World Series jitters. I think if Indiana perhaps had played LSU, it might have been much more difficult. But playing Louisville, a team that they were very, very familiar with, it just seemed more like a regular season game. And, you know, NC State playing North Carolina, you know, they're not very far apart and have played a million times. So, again, I think both those schools benefited by not having the normal jitters and just playing somebody they normally saw.
Well, today Oregon State plays Louisville, Mississippi State plays Indiana. What are you expecting?
I'm expecting that whatever prediction I make will be wrong.
Will anybody score some runs?
Well, I covered the 5-4 game, and that looks like the offensive explosion. I don't know. The pitching's really good, when the bats changed in the college game, the recruiting did too. I mean, these guys have gone out and recruited pitching. They've recruited people who can run and run down fly balls and have great arms in the outfield. Man, we saw some fantastic throwing arms in the outfield the first 2 days. So, I just think it's going to be. I think it'll take a really sloppy performance by somebody, you know, there might have been three or four errors, and then somebody that just really gets into a bad part of their pitching staff for anybody to score very many runs in this tournament.
Yeah, Lee, and, do you see somebody that's got a catcher that you noticed in the first game, somebody that you thought they had a catcher that, boy, they can't run on him at all?
You know, the Schwarber kid from Indiana, he's an interesting kid. He's he reminds me of some small-town Legion, like a small-town Legion player. You know, his body's kind of funny, and, you know, doesn't look like a classic athlete. But, man, he's really a good player, and
are you talking about Doug and I now, or?
Well, I'm talking about myself.
All right.
I have a soft place in my heart for guys like that because that was I'm from a long line of squatty bodies myself. The guys that don't fit the classic profile are the ones that I kind of root for a little bit at the tournament. He's a really powerful guy at the plate. And does a better job defensively, I think, than a lot of people think. So, he did a really good job the other night, calling pitches for their shutout and keeping people honest on the bases. So, Indiana's got a really nice club. They could be here a lot longer than people ever expected they were going to be.
Yeah, you get those 2-1 games or 3-2 games or anything in extra innings, that catcher that can just block a ball or make sure somebody doesn't get that extra base may be the difference maker. So
good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah. Lee, a couple of questions, and then we'll let you out of here that aren't directly related here. You just joined Twitter. How's that going?
Oh, it's just fantastic. My life has just been totally changed.
See,
no, I figured my social media protest lasted long enough. I finally had to, we got running water and electricity at the house, so I figured Twitter was next. So
that is so well spoken. I still haven't went that far yet because it just seems like a pain in the butt. But one other thing, Lee, I wanted to ask you with the. We talked about this. You guys wrote columns and everything when swimming trials 8 years ago made it to Omaha, and then the College World Series changed. They've got the U.S. Senior Open now, and Omaha seems to be becoming even more of a sports town. Is that accurate, and how are they doing it?
You know, I think it's just – I think it is accurate. I think that we are on the radar of sports institutions around the country. And I do think a lot of it is that the genesis was the College World Series and the work that's been done here. It's so rare for a single event, especially a championship event on the college level, to stay in one city. And people are always coming to Omaha and going, how did you do this? Or what's the secret? And I think it comes back to the people of this city embracing events. There's a real event culture in Omaha. When something comes to town, people support it. They love it. They buy tickets for it. They want it to be here. They want it to be good. And they want it to come back. And just the whole infrastructure has been set up for the College World Series has become a model for a lot of cities and how they want to run and host events. So I think it's a real tribute to the people, the leadership people in Omaha, and just the average Joe who have kind of embraced the events.
Well, Lee, we always appreciate chatting with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll let you get back to your day and enjoy more baseball.
Very good. Doug, Jim, take care anytime.
Thanks, Lee.
Lee Barfnik, one of the best around. Always enjoy talking to Lee and getting a chance to see a little bit of the College World Series there at TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha. 888-455-ESPN, or you can email us, douganddaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Just to put the official numbers on that, Jimmy, it was Southern Cal 21, Arizona State 14 in the 1998 championship game that we've referenced a couple of times.
That's good. Hey, you said, what team did you say it was? And what team did I said UCLA or somebody like that? Or you said,
we were
close enough. We were close enough, that we're going to just count at that.
We'll go back to the tape, but I will have to say this. With the 2-1 loss by LSU last night, my streak is definitely on the line. And with the Heat down 3-2, my streak of getting some correct predictions on this show is definitely going to be tested over the next 10 days.
Now, I thought you and I did that together because, I had Louisville in the NCAA basketball tournament.
Yeah.
You have the Super Bowl covered.
Yeah.
We both had the NCAA football thing covered, just like Kat. Everybody had Alabama.
I just don't want to miss out on my side. I just, you know, I don't want to let you down.
I don't care if you let me down. I just think we got to do it together. We're not going to, you know, I don't know why we both picked Alabama to win the NCAA football. That was, I mean, from now on, we got to take two different teams, and I think we covered it again. Have you got a predict? Right now, this is a good time. You know, we have a little prediction time. You know, we got to predict something. What else is going on? Is there any other sport?
Well, there's some friendly soccers, but I'll tell you this. I still say the Heat wins the championship in seven. I said in six at the beginning. I still say the Heat's going to win this in seven. And I'm actually not going to get away from my LSU pick at the College World Series. So if they go 0-2, so be it. But I definitely think if they can beat North Carolina today, I think that they could run the table and make the finals. You get beat 2-1, you're obviously anytime you got a one-run game, which most of these were, you can kind of turn that around. I mean, you're just as good as the other guy.
Yeah, that's right. And I think if you got some deep pitching, you know, North Carolina probably feels like, hey, they've got to win now. You know, LSU's, you know, they're in that position. Hey, we've got to win now. Hey, let's just lay it on the line. If we get beat, guess what? We're going to get our suitcases. We're going to go home. You know what I mean? That's all you can do.
Yeah, coming up here, we're going to chat with Andy at Midway, by the way. And also want to let you know that Father's Day, hope it went well for everybody. And it's that time of the year when you're grilling outside for every meal. Maybe Dad didn't get quite what he wanted. How about a gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend? Head to Troutman's for specials this week on steaks and sausages. You can beat the heat with their great selection of beers and wines. And Troutman's also has all your seasoning to really flavor up the meats just like you want. All beef at Troutman's is USDA Choice Certified Angus beef, and their quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. There's always a large selection of fresh and smoked sausage. And, of course, you can mix that up with a little fresh frozen seafood available at Troutman's as well. Troutman's Quality Meat, it is a grill's best friend. They're there for you on Highway 30 here in Kearney. And maybe you just get a little something. Maybe you got to get the beans. Jeff's favorite is the beans that go along with everything he has. Maybe a little bacon for your BLTs this summer. It's all good. You can't beat it. Troutman's Quality Meat, a grill's best friend.
Now, you know, Christmas, you got those big beans. Hey, wait till the 4th of July to see what we're getting.
A little extra fireworks, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and Doug, you know, you're always going to get the same thing. It doesn't matter.
That's
it's gonna
okay.
It's going to be the same 12 things every time.
That never goes to waste.
No.
That never goes to waste. We were talking before we talked to Andy here at Midway and going to a little bit of break. You were at the Danger game on Saturday, made yourself known. You know, there was an exciting football game, though. The Danger getting the win, 69-64, and they'll be hosting a playoff game this Saturday night.
Yeah, it was a good game. I threw a pass interference call with about 40 seconds to go that went against the Danger and realized I didn't have near as many friends as I thought I did. In fact, I had like 8 tickets that I gave to people that they didn't have to pay to get in, and they're all screaming.
They know what you do.
Yeah, they're all screaming. I'm looking at them going, what are you doing? You know, but that's the way it goes. Got that 69 cents off the gas, though. They get their gas cards,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
See?
That Pump and Pantry, that's a big deal.
Yeah, and with gas actually down there, there's folks that went to the Danger game, they're going to be paying less than $3 a gallon with that coupon.
Oh, that's right.
How awesome
what a good deal. You can mow your yard for hardly like $5 now.
Did you get the call? Are you on the field this Saturday?
No. I'll tell you what. I think they brought in guys from Chicago and from. They said they didn't want anybody that was the local officials. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. I don't know if it makes a tremendous amount of sense, you know, because I don't know how much money, you know, that league makes and whatever. I'm sure that's one reason we get to do all their home games. Could you imagine if sending us to Washington State, you know, to.
I can imagine sending you. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, also, the West defeats the East 12-10 in the 36th annual Sertoma 8-man All-Star game. It was 10-0 East. Early on, halftime, but the West was able to rally a Tyler Schnitzler touchdown pass from Kennesaw, Luke Glenn touchdown run from Shelton, Schnitzler of Kennesaw, Ryan Clyer of Giltner were the MVPs for the West, and Tanner Fate of High Plains, Nate Budget of Howells Dodge were the MVPs for the East. But the West has now won 6 times in a row. Jimmy, it was like the West not only couldn't they win, they couldn't even compete there for a long, long time, and now it just shows you how quickly time flies. They've won 6 in a row, so congratulations to the crew.
Good coaching and good athletes in the West. You know what? There really is right now.
Andy and the gang are busy all weekend long, and everybody loves a new vehicle. But Andy, welcome back in. This is a big, big time and real special deal. We talked about it in the last week here. You're doing something crazy for certified pre-owned vehicles.
I'm sure that a lot of the people that are listening to this went ahead to open up their mailbox at some point this week, pulled out the Midway Minutes, kind of our exclusive paper that we have going on.
Good-looking cats in that.
Oh, there are some great photo opportunities. We actually hit about 35 to 40,000 households with this paper, and it just gives us a really, really, really good way to network and to go ahead and get the information out. And the big thing is, if some of you noticed in that paper, we've been running the 1.9% for about 75 days now. 1.9% with approved credit on all brand new vehicles. Well, like we were talking about earlier off the air, not everybody can afford a new vehicle. So what we did is on all Midway certified pre-owned vehicles, 2010 or newer, so we're talking 10s, 11s, 12s, and 13s, even 14s if we got them out there. I don't think we have any pre-owned 14s, but I'm sure if I looked hard enough, I could find one. You're going to get 2.9% financing, not 3.9, not 4.9, you know, not 5.9, 2.9% financing with approved credit on 2010 or newer Midway certified pre-owned vehicles. Folks, it is absolutely unbelievable. We've partnered up with the same bank that we've been partnered up with over the last couple months again, and it's just fantastic that we have a lending institution that's willing to go to bat with us and help us. Because, I mean, the thing is, what we want everybody to understand is that with interest rates being at an all-time low, these rates aren't like, you know, a home mortgage where you do a five-year ARM and then, you know, it can go ahead and adjust once the market comes back and yada, 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 yada. This is a fixed rate. All the banks we use, no early termination fee. So even if you want to go 2.9% financing, you know, you want to take it out for 72 months because this is up to 72 months. Keep your payments low. You want to go ahead and make double payments and pay it off after 3 years. No early termination fees. Folks, this is not a gimmick. This is not something, trust me, we're not going to get rich off of running super low interest rates. What we're doing, though, is we're trying to accommodate to the customers. You guys spoke. We listened. We're doing whatever we can. We got 180, 190 Midway certified pre-owned vehicles. There's a huge event coming down the pipeline here in about 5 to 6 days. Stay tuned. I'm going to be talking about it next week with Doug, but I'll tell you what, you better come get your Midway certified pre-owned vehicle right now before they're all gone.
Folks, it is red hot, not just the temperatures, but the deals at Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. 2.9% financing on their pre-owned certified vehicles. And don't forget to go to their Facebook page and enter to win 2 season tickets to Nebraska football this year. Plus, you'll find out many more deals online, thinkmidway.com. Andy, enjoy your weekend, buddy.
I'm going to.
All right, folks, we'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We have the bar ready to go, the new menus are on the table, and now we're ready to staff the place for a busy summer. We're now taking applications for all positions, including front of the house and back of the house. No experience necessary, just bright, shiny faces. We're looking for the staff just as fun as we are. Apply in person at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Consider this a challenge. Buy any 2013 Victory motorcycle and give it 30 days. If it doesn't live up to its name, just bring it back. Introducing the best bike guarantee in the world on the best bikes on the planet. Check them out at victorymotorcycles.com. Ride one and you'll own one. Applies only to 2013 models and certain finance programs. See dealer for full details. Victory and Victory Motorcycles are registered trademarks of Polaris Industries, Inc. Always wear a helmet, eye protection, protective clothing, and obey the speed limit. Never ride under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway, eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch.
Your home for the College World Series is right.
Into the right field corner. Plate, he's driven in 4 runs tonight, and he is safe as he slides across, beating the throw. It's 4-1, second for one, on to first, and that's it. The finals have gone to the Dogs.
This is Kevin Kugler. Join me for the entire College World Series from Omaha on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM, where champions are crowned.
Mostly sunny skies today with some showers and thunderstorms possible into the afternoon. A high temperature in the low 80s. Northeast winds 5 to 10. Tonight, showers and storms early on, then mostly cloudy as we head to a low of 60. Right now, 72.
Oh, it's one of our favorite games on the Doug and Daddy Show. Pick from one of the bazillion sandwiches at Big Daddy's Deli, top of the hill at 3905 North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or 801 West 2nd Street, 610 East South Street in Hastings. I went off the chart and got a new one last time up there. I went with the 12, ham, turkey, and bacon. Can't go wrong with that. What do you got this week, Jimmy?
Let me think here. Let's go with somebody. I'm going to go with a Major League Baseball player. Mickey Mantle was number seven for the Yankees. What's number seven?
The Farmland Homestyle Roast Pork Sandwich.
Yeah, that would be great today.
Mickey would love that. There's no doubt about it. And how about a 39, the Taco Sub with taco meat, cheddar cheese, picante sauce. There's all kinds of different great sandwiches out there. I think one of the next ones is going to be the 50, the Pepalami combo with pepperoni and salami.
Hank Aaron wore 44. Reggie Jackson wore 44. A lot of really nice players wore 44. What's 44? Is it any good?
They're not going to eat the 44.
What is it? A
super veggie.
Super veggie. They're going to have to change the number on that.
That's just us. So, because there's people that love. I've been in line at Big Daddy's Deli when somebody ordered the veggie sandwich. And that's good. Great. That's why there's so many sandwiches for everybody. You get to choose from them.
I have no problem with a veggie sandwich. I like veggie sandwiches myself. It should be number 44. 44 is a big-time home run hitting machine, and you can't get a veggie on that. That's got to be like a meatball or something like that for the 44.
Got to be heavy.
We'll talk to them. We'll call them later today. We'll get that changed.
Big Daddy's Deli, no matter what your sandwich, they'll put it together for you. You get the toppings you want, the bread you want, put it together as a combo meal. It's so, so good. Big Daddy's Deli. Kearney and Hastings. Don't forget that today is the discount deadline. If you're going to enter for the Cornhusker State Games, you just as well save a little money. 60-plus sports for all ages and abilities taking place next month. You can save money if you enter today, and you can find out more information and register online at CornhuskerStateGames.com. Now, producer Jeffrey's been doing a little work. What'd you find?
The Wayback Time Machine, February 22nd, Jimmy and Doug making their NBA predictions.
Ooh, okay. Let's go to the Wayback Time Machine to February. My Accenture match play bracket, it blew up. It's really bad.
Hey, I saw that.
It's really, really bad.
I saw that, you know, where, hey, you know, I think it was, I can't remember if it was you or somebody else that picked the Super Bowl winner and the other person. But, hey, you know, once you hit that thing, you know, back off. Just kind of wait. You know what I mean? I mean, you got to bring the average back
down to reality.
Every once in a while. Hey, you got this. Are you on this telecast? I want to make sure you get this one because there's a team in Texas, San Antonio, that's going to win the NBA championship.
You think?
Yeah, I think San Antonio is going to win that. But I'm not making any predictions on this golfing tournament.
Miami Heat.
Okay.
I'll take the Heat. Okay. You can have the Spurs.
All right. That's going to be, you know, when everybody else can have the other teams, how's that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we'll give everybody else can have them.
Well, there you go. We gave the field. You got San Antonio for all the marbles, man. That was way back in mid-February.
Yeah, and Duggan, they weren't 4-5 either. You know what I mean? They were a price. You could get them for a price.
That was awesome. So one of us is going to be right. Hey, something else that came down here in the last hour, the U.S. Cellular Cup standings from the Nebraska School Activities Association. You've heard of our Learfield and Division II Directors Cup and the GPAC Cup. Well, this is for high schools. And in Class A, combining the boys and girls, Lincoln Pius X, who just moved to Class A, Jimmy, they win it by just 10 points over Millard West. Kearney High finishes in 7th in the all-class. In Class B, Omaha Scut is your winner. In Class C, Kearney Catholic does win it this year. Congratulations to the Stars. Columbus Scotus was 2nd. Crofton finished in 3rd. Ord finished in 9th, just for, we'll throw that out. Class D, it was O'Neill St. Mary's that won it all, and Arapahoe finished in 4th. Bruning Davenport was 5th, and Bertrand tied for 7th. Giltner was right there in 9th place in the all-class standings, and then they break down the boys and girls separately as well. The Kearney boys finishing 4th in that U.S. Cellular Cup standings. And so they'll be receiving those trophies this fall during selected sporting events. So congratulations to all of the area schools that did well again throughout the year. And we want to thank our guests on the show today, Sean Callahan from Husker Online, breaking down the big recruiting weekend for Big Red, and Ali Barfneck from the Omaha World Herald, talking sports and specifically the College World Series in Omaha. We've got a lot more to chat about tomorrow. We'll have two more games in the book with the College World Series, Jimmy.
Mississippi State. I'm going out on the line. Mississippi State. You got LSU? I'll take Mississippi State. It'll give us something to talk about in 2 weeks.
Oh, God. Ugh. Yeah, I'm going to still root for Indiana, though. Hey, folks, thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We will see you tomorrow.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.